2 Samuel chapter 6. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose, and went with all the people who were with him from Baal of Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord Jehovah, of hosts. Armies. Who lives between the cherubims. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord Jehovah, on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps, and on stringed instruments, and on tambourines, and on cornets, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God, and took hold of it. Because the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord Jehovah was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him there because of his error. And there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased, because the Lord Jehovah had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah. Breach of Uzzah. To this day. And David was afraid of the Lord Jehovah that day, and said, How shall the ark of the Lord Jehovah come to me? So David would not remove the ark of the Lord Jehovah to himself into the city of David. But David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord Jehovah continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord Jehovah blessed Obed-Edom, and all his household. And it was told King David, saying, The Lord Jehovah has blessed the house of Obed-Edom, and all that belongs to him, because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so, that when those who carried the ark of the Lord Jehovah had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fattened calves. And David danced before the Lord Jehovah with all his might, and David was clothed with a linen ephod. Priestly robe. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord Jehovah with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord Jehovah came into the city of David, Michal Saul's daughter looked through a window, and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord Jehovah. And she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord Jehovah and set it in its place, in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord Jehovah. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord Jehovah, of hosts. Armies. And he gave all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, both to the women as well as to the men, to everyone a cake of bread, and a good piece of meat, and a container of wine. So all the people departed each to his own house. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal the daughter of Saul came out to meet David, and said, How glorious the king of Israel was today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. And David said to Michal, It was before the Lord Jehovah who chose me above your father, and above all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord Jehovah over Israel, therefore I will play before the Lord Jehovah. And I will yet be more vile than this, and will be base in my own sight. And of the maidservants which you have spoken of, by them I shall be held in honor. Therefore Michal the daughter of Saul had no child to the day of her death.